Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
College football summer is no time to slouch because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, turn our attention to football for about 8 minutes. It's football today.
So we're going to go through the top passing trios going into this NFL season.
All right, how many of them?
There are 10 here.
All right, so do you want us to guess or are you just going to go down the line?
You can guess, but let me first tell you the first honorable mention is Houston, and they maybe say because they're missing Tank Dell.
Well, I thought he was going to be back in 3 days, David.
Mention that one to you guys.
It took him 3 days to reattach his leg. That is your worst take ever.
He got confused.
Noted.
So you can guess if you want to throw out a couple real quick. Yeah.
Can I do one that it has to be on this list or it's invalidated. Fair? Bengals. Burrow, Chase, Higgins.
Bengals, number one.
All right, I'm done. Rico, take him to six.
I'll go with Lions. Goff, Amon-Ra, and
J-Mo. Laporta.
Lions, number three.
Nice job.
So can you guess number two between them?
Oh, boy. All right. This is such
I think you all can.
Wow, this is probably a terrible guess. Is it Miami with Tyreek, Waddle, and Tua?
They are number six.
All right, I wasn't that far.
No, off. Not far at all.
Over to Rico.
Trying to think who would be. No,
you can get number two. I know you can get number two.
It can't be Kansas City.
No. Just guess what you want to guess.
Kansas City is number seven.
What is that? Worthy, Rashee Rice.
They say Mahomes, Kelce, and Rice. Yes, they still put Kelce in there with the trio. Yes.
Sure thing.
Hurts? I mean, Philly?
That is number two right
there. Nice job. Yeah. Excellent work.
I knew you would get it. So let me go through the rest of them here. I knew you all would do a great job with this. Number 10, Baltimore. Jackson, Flowers, Andrews. I knew Mike was going to laugh.
How are you a top 10 passing trio when the quarterback is blindfolded?
He's not blindfolded, Mike.
Really? Go watch the playoffs.
Andrews had just made the catch.
If he didn't fumble and throw a pick.
He threw for more than 4,000 yards. Flowers got 1,000 of those yards.
I really like Zay Flowers. I do. Look, the best tight end on that team isn't Mark Andrews.
You're right.
It's Isaiah Likely.
Yes.
Yeah. The kid from Coastal. He's just taking his job. Mark Andrews is like a pumpkin now. What happened?
Injuries, yeah. Man.
What about Rashad Bateman? That was a Rico guy back in the day.
Don't know why they extended him, but whatever.
Rico loves his Big Ten receivers.
Mean and hurt.
You were a big Lee Evans guy.
Hey. Nobody comes out of Wisconsin like Lee Evans.
Yeah, for a reason.
Number nine would be the San Francisco 49ers with Purdy, Kittle, and Ayuk.
All right.
Even though Ayuk's only going to be there for half a year?
There's my issue.
Yes.
You would have to have an asterisk that it would be Pearsall to start the year, who looked good when he played.
Right.
Kittle, I worry.
I think Kittle, he's one of those guys that as soon as you write him off, Mike, he still goes out there and gets the job done. He's like Kelce.
Okay. How about Buffalo?
Buffalo.
Shakir. Numbnuts, not Knox. The other tight end, the kid from Ole Miss. No. Dalton Kincaid and Josh Allen.
Nope.
No.
Okay.
How about, this is a stretch, but maybe,
Aaron Rodgers and DK Metcalf and things.
And then and the sandwich with fries.
Hold on. Oh, you ready for this? David, I want to have some fun with you since I've had to listen to you about Russell Wilson.
Oh.
Hey, do you want to know how your quarterback sucks? Because Daniel Jones makes more money than him.
Yes, he does. Yes, he does.
You son of a... I had to listen to you about Mr. Dangerous all year. Rodgers, $13 million. Blank face Danny Dimes, $14 million.
So, David, who do you think wins the mythical trade? Since you
burn in hell, David.
It's basically
you guys
a trade,
basically
right?
Traded quarterbacks.
Yeah, it is basically a trade.
Who wins that trade?
It's called mutually assured destruction. All we did was give each other the launch codes. We're both going to press the button at the same time. Our teams aren't going to win 10 games combined.
He's in better shape because he has
I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about the Jets.
Oh,
and Pittsburgh.
I thought he gave me Russell Wilson.
No, they basically made the trade.
Mm. Yeah, so whatever. Passing trios.
Yeah, whatever.
I forgot the other quarterback. But see, yeah, the other quarterback went to the Giants. Wow.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You three teams, you're Spider-Man.
Yeah, we are. Yes, we are.
Hashtag blessed.
all right, back to this. You okay, David?
I'm not okay. I am not okay.
He just realized that he signed a nutcase hippie as a quarterback.
Would Minnesota be on this list?
Minnesota is not on this list.
Only reason is it's McCarthy, totally unproven. But I know why you guessed it. There's the skill is there.
All right, then I will go with the Commanders.
The Commanders are in the honorable mention. The other team there, honorable mention.
Mm-hmm.
So number 8 on the list would be the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Mayfield, Evans, and Godwin.
What about Ibuka?
They did not.
No, I know. It just
Big Ten receiver.
They've got. That's your man. You love Ibuka.
Hey, you won me a lot of money this past season.
A lot of money. So listen,
maybe too much.
Tampa is possibly the most ever. Listen, the Bucs are fascinating because look at the guys he listed: Godwin, Evans. They also have McMillan, the kid they drafted out of UW. Mm-hmm. They draft Ibuka. It's like, how many receivers are you going to throw a ball to? And they got Bucky Irving.
Yeah, they could be on this list maybe again next year with two different receivers.
But the funny thing is, they're probably one of the most underrated teams. Nobody ever speaks of the Bucs when it comes to the better teams in the NFL.
You're exactly right.
Because they're consistently good. You know what consistently good is? The Bucs. Remember that, Brad.
So they're the NFC version of the Steelers.
Yeah, it's fun enough, but what does it result in? Nothing.
Okay. Yeah, that's enough Steelers slander there. Number 7, you got Kansas City earlier. Number 6, you got Miami. That was earlier. Number 5, the Rams.
So who's Kansas City?
Kansas City.
Rashi Rice, Kelce, Mahomes.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
I would take Kelce out and just put Xavier Worthy in there.
I would as well. Number 5 would be the Los Angeles Rams with Stafford, Nacua, and Adams.
Yes.
Mm,
yes.
God, Adams went there.
Yep. No, then that's a perfect spot.
Number 4 on this list, the Dallas Cowboys.
Oh, no.
Prescott.
No.
CeeDee Lamb and George Pickens.
Nope.
You know what?
You lost me.
I would not have guessed them at all.
You lost
me. I was willing to put JJ on there with Addison and
makes sense.
Jefferson.
You lost me on this one. I mean, I can't list Pickens as an asset. He's an ass. He's just unstable, and you don't know what you're getting play to play. He's crazy, David. Yeah. CD's a stud. And Dak, he probably takes more slander than he should. But the Pickens part of that, I just, come on.
I agree with you, and he's saying the right things now, and he got a number one with him. But the minute you're on that field and you're not getting that ball, he's still going to act the same way.
He's insane.
But the Commanders were honorable mention.
Correct.
Well, who were the 3 in your mind?
It would be Scary Terry, Debo, and
Debo's the weak link.
Davis.
I think Debo is a nice complementary piece. And look, he may not want to run the football, but in Kingsbury's offense, he better be ready for 5 to 7 carries a game.
And the final,
especially in the red zone, you know what they're going to be doing,
right?
The final team.
Oh, yeah, run the option.
The final team in the honorable mention, because you all got the top three there. It was the Arizona Cardinals, Kyler Murray, Marvin Harrison Jr., and Trey McBride. That was the final honorable mention.
I'm going to go down with the ship. I'm going to be Rose on the board. I think Kyler's going to have a huge year, and I think they're going to make the playoffs.
Wow, we're going to put that on the board.
Like regular huge or huge for Kyler?
Do you mean a short joke or you mean...
Wow. Man, I walked right into that. Big enough that he can ride the rides at Cedar Point, okay? Okay. He won't be mistaken as a member of the Lollipop Guild.
He's going to have a fun summer ride, no rides.
Jeez.
You got to be this tall.
That is your...
Damn.
Football today.
Damn.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
College football summer is no time to slouch because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, if you want Tigers, Lions, we've even had the MLB state of umpiring, which if you were watching Tigers-Cubs this weekend, holy hell, was it a disaster. Odyssey.com Rewind. We wanted to just take two segments today. In a stunning turn of events, I mean stunning. This would be more stunning than like peace in the Middle East or the left and the right getting along. Kenny Cott is engaged. This really...
Hell of a setup.
This is stunning. Stunning. Bravo. I mean, bravo. But
Hercules.
Right. But now comes the difficult part. See, Kenny was stunned when we gave him divorce statistics. So we said, listen, let's just do this. Let's get Kenny out to a good start. Like if Kenny's a horse and he's in the gate, let's get him out of the gate and into the race here. I don't want to, you know, we don't want to see Kenny bobble right out of the gate.
When you said 60-40, I thought the 60 was the stay together, not the divorce. Oh, no.
Well, no. You know what,
it was
Kenny,
opposite.
Here's the thing. I'm going to abstain. I'm going to let these three help you out with the callers because I can't give you much advice, except for I will say retire the hot dog roller, okay?
I guess I'm part of the 60%.
That's already been established in the house, so that's
yes,
living
it is.
There.
It's
so Evan Jenkins is joining us. So here's my question. Listeners, if you're out there at 4:15, if you've listened to the show for any amount of time, you know Kenny Cott. I mean, you've really gotten to know him over the years. It's a stunning moment. He found someone to marry him. The point is, what tip would you have for what Kenny is getting into? And really, if you have some tips for him. And again, you could love your marriage. You could hate your marriage. Use a fake name. The point is, I want Kenny to really get a good sampling from our audience, and preferably not ticket texters. I want Kenny to hear it from your voice, people. So right now, phone lines are open for the first time this show. We've had great feedback from the people. There's no wait time. I need 10 people right now who would like to impart wisdom on Kenny, either how to make the marriage work or what you're in for. Because, again, Kenny has no idea what he's doing. And this is going to be a very exciting time for the show. I think there's going to be some great content.
I feel like you could just about say that about just about anything in my life. Kenny has no idea what he's doing. Just pull that. Actually, David, pull that as a drop. Kenny has no idea.
Actually, not far from the truth. Kenny's engaged. Give us your biggest piece of advice for him. 248-539-9797. Now, Evan, you're a very busy man. You are the nervous center of basically anything on the ticket that's not radio.
And I'm nervous.
Videos, socials, the little stupid stories they make you write. Listen to me. You have advice for him.
I have a good piece.
You've been married for how long now?
5 years.
Would you consider it a good marriage?
Yes.
You better say yes.
We're together.
I know your wife. She'll kill you. So listen.
Strong marriage.
It's okay. Okay. Build it up. Build it up.
Maybe quite the strongest ever.
Okay. What is your singular biggest piece of advice for Kenny as he embarks on the adventure of marriage?
Think twice before you speak. Don't just go blurting it out. I've had to learn that one. Always. Jokes that you might think are funny at the time may not be so funny to her.
Yes. Roberts.
Always think twice before you speak.
All right, Kenny, think before speaking. That's Evan's. Okay, hold on.
Oh, they're switching. They're switching.
Yes, yes. Because we'll get to right. David, I don't know, should give any advice considering he bragged about not buying his wife a Christmas gift.
That is true. Do not buy gifts and have lots of sex for lots of kids.
Booth.
That's David.
Give me the booth. You're talking about Antonio Cromartie?
I told that to Kenny before, though. Always think twice.
You're like the poster child for, man, I really put my foot in my mouth that time.
I don't anymore. I think it through, and I'm like, how is this going to go over?
Evan got sent to the farm. He got broken.
I've always been very reactionary with everything I do, but I've learned.
All right, but the jokes you think are funny aren't.
I mean, they're funny. Don't get me wrong.
They're just not
funny to everybody.
Okay. Now, there are many things I could say to Kenny that would, in fact, not only be perceived as insulting, but would be actually insulting. I'm not going to do that.
Wow, you're really taking the high road here.
Wow, hell of a setup.
Way to go, Mike, not being a jerk.
This is personal growth. I'll say,
Kenny, don't serve possum stew.
That's
she might like it. You don't know.
Ditch the Macho Man t-shirt. There are things we could do, but we're not going to do that. I'll give you legitimate advice. It is the biggest piece of advice I could give you, and all I could tell you is this works for me in my marriage. You must have set aside time to have separate pursuits. Set aside time. She's going to do her thing. You're going to do yours. And it's not quid pro quo. This isn't a hostage negotiation. You're not tracking what she does. She's not tracking what you do.
No tit for tat.
It's not billable hours.
No. In the space between, you have the things that you mutually love and want to accomplish in life. But if I'm telling you, any couple I know where they are just completely, just insufferably, like stage five clingers, it doesn't work. You can't be around all the time. It's okay. Let her. She go does her thing. You go do yours. You're always going to meet back in the middle. That's a healthy marriage.
See, that's what's good about working and doing what we do now is she's already kind of used to that, and that if I have to watch Sunday Night Football, if I have to watch the Lions on Sunday, like there's always separate times where I'm already doing separate things that she might not even be interested in.
That's
that
good.
She can go over there and do
something
else.
Ask her to be interested.
No, I would never.
Okay.
If she wants to, great. If not, no big deal.
That is my biggest piece of advice I could give anybody.
Okay.
Just because you get married doesn't mean your life stops.
Let me piggyback off of that because this is probably going to stop for Mr. Cott. Kenny,
don't say it.
Kenny has logged, can I say the
actual
amount?
No, you can say it. I don't care.
In 2024, 165 of those calendar days were spent playing MLB The Show.
Huh?
In the year of 2024, Kenny Cott played MLB The Show 165 calendar days. 24 hours a day of those 165 days. It's logged on PlayStation.
I probably should correct it. It wasn't all at once, but
No. But
the time.
The combined amount of hours.
Anyway, let me get to my point.
Hold on. No.
Play now, Kenny.
No, stop. Wait a minute. You
can see how many hours somebody has played.
What's the total hours?
Whatever 165 days was.
Times 24?
Yes.
What?
Yeah. He killed it, man. This guy is
Kenny, you go weeks without getting a haircut. You slightly, couldn't take 10 minutes?
Slightly under 4,000 hours.
Yes, that's about right.
Georgia Bacon, man. We were raking that year. I don't know what to tell you.
9,960 hours to be exact.
For any dorks out there, if you complete every task in a PlayStation game, you get a platinum trophy. Kenny should have like 7 of them on his mantle right now.
Should have a trophy case over
4,000 hours?
Isn't that awesome?
So, Kenny, are you sure you didn't like go out of town and just leave your TV on or something?
No, I just, after work, I'll get home, I'll put whatever game I need to watch on one screen, and then...
I mean, Kenny, you're about a year and a half away from becoming an expert. They say you need 10,000 hours of doing something to be an expert.
Well, if you combine the year before and the year after, we might be
there. I'm already there.
When you factor in all the days he's not sick, but he says he's sick, that's how you end up at 4,000 hours.
That's like 3 a year. And I'm also sick on those days.
72 hours, I mean.
Oh, my God.
So,
okay.
Kenny, play... Now, well, you can, because it's going
to
change.
There's
a little
bit. There's going to need to be a little moderation.
It's going
to
change.
Now, can we get David to get a piece of advice here? I think it's important to hear from David. We joke about it. I think David's a good husband. I'm not sure with some of the things he
says.
He
has to be. They're still together, multiple kids.
I don't know.
I heard about this whole gift fiasco.
Upper hand early.
David does a good job because when he's with his family, he is the ultimate father, and you could tell... They still love him.
I think they do.
Or, I don't know.
I think they do.
All right, God, your wife said nothing but good things about you.
David, this is important because you are, and this is no smarm, no radio hyperbole. David is an actual marital counselor for his church, which is hilarious. If you're going to David to save your marriage, you're effed. The point is, David actually coaches married couples. Utterly hilarious to me.
Okay, but real quick, have you ever told somebody, you know what? No, just don't do this.
Yeah, this is the end.
Or do you have to say, we can find a way to make this work? Or can you be honest and be like, you two should have never have met?
If this is before they get married and I see some warning signs, I'll definitely say.
No. They're married. They're sitting down. You can see it's off. Are you ever just like, you know what? That might be the best choice.
Pull the plug. A lot of prayer.
At some point that'll come. Sometimes.
You know what? Let's just call it here.
All right, hold on.
So have you ever saw this dating app? So here's the deal. Before we get to a cavalcade of marital counselors, the men of Detroit want to speak to you, Kenny, and give advice so you don't F this up any more than you're already going to. David, look deep into Kenny's eyes and offer him the advice as if you are sitting in the little confessional or whatever your little office is down there.
I don't know if this has been said already. I was answering phones, but I will tell you this, Kenny. Understand your strengths and weaknesses. If she's better at things that you're weaker at, lean in on that. If she's better at finances, you better lean into her. If she's better
automatically, she is, because I've never met anyone worse than Kenny.
Just saying. Don't just be like, I'm the man of the house to do what I say. No, that's not going to work, okay? She can help you.
You can hand Kenny $10 million. He'd be broke in 13 minutes. I've never met somebody like this guy.
I believe in you, Kenny.
What do you mean we can't DoorDash the reception?
All right. No. You're out of order. Stand down.
I thought we weren't doing this.
We are not.
What we're not going to do is say he's going to DoorDash his wife.
No,
that
Kenny.
Is what we're
Kenny,
not going to do.
Kenny, I have your back. You're a problem.
All right.
Now.
I'll see you tomorrow.
What we're not going to do is possum stew. We're not going to make possum stew jokes.
All right. So we are going to go to the people, and they are going to give you their biggest advice now that you're an engaged human being, which is a stunning moment in time. We go to Matt to kick things off, 97.1. Hello, Matt.
Hey, guys. I love the show, and I was dying. So just celebrated 10 years of marriage with my wife. She's given me a lot of beautiful children, and I'm only 35 years old. So got a little young guy advice for you.
Okay.
Don't do it. Walk away. Walk away.
Man, this segment's off to a great start.
Okay, not where I thought this was going, Matt.
All right, in all seriousness, the best piece of advice I can give, understand what hills you can and cannot die on and walk away from the ones that aren't worth dying on. Just let her have her way.
Kenny, in essence, don't swing at the fastball low and away. It's on the black. You're not going to do any damage with it. You just got to let it go by. Okay, that's a strike. Yep. That's that's what Matt's telling you.
That's a strong start for advice, because I'm a pretty stubborn guy, and I do kind of plant a flag a little bit too soon with these types of arguments. So that's good advice.
You know, and she wants to go to the cider mill, and there's nothing on TV. Don't put up a fight. Just, hey, let me grab my flannel. Be right there.
What if something's on TV?
DVR it. Okay, all right. Yep. Kenny, just Matt is giving advice. I'm here for it. My advice would be the cider mill could be her thing. It doesn't mean it has to be your thing.
Well, it's already kind of an us thing already.
So. Oh, well, then you have no ground to stand on.
That is correct. I often find I don't have ground to stand on.
DVR it, go into the bubble like Doug does.
I want to go to Tom in Ann Arbor, 97.1. Tommy, your advice for Kenneth Cobb.
Hey, guys, this is Tom. My advice is to go to bed angry.
What? Your advice is to go to bed angry?
Go to bed angry. Don't hash it out before you fall asleep. You're going to say something you don't mean. It's going to start a bigger fight. She's going to remember it forever. Go to bed angry. Wake up. Make her some coffee. Make some breakfast. Calmer heads prevail.
So do you go to bed separate rooms or same bed?
Oh, absolutely not. She would not give me the pleasure of sleeping on the couch. She makes me sleep right next to her.
Oh, boy. I worry if this is good advice.
Listen.
Hey, man, 19 and a half years into it.
Wait, David, you're saying thumbs up to this.
Yeah, that's good. I know people always try to say fix your problems before you go to bed. You're not always going to fix your problem before you go to bed. Sleep on it. Talk about it in the morning. You'll be all right.
When everybody's all heated, the words come out, and it's like toothpaste in a toothpaste tube. Once they come out, you can't put that back in there.
And believe me, you might be angry sleeping next to each other, and then you just might fix it. Just saying.
Yeah. I mean,
David's in the kitchen cooking grits.
She's got a little poke in the back a couple times, and sometimes it works.
Okay.
What are we doing?
You know what?
You know what?
This is what we asked for.
So, Tigers, Lions.
No. We have people care about Kenny Cott, and they want to talk to Kenny Cott.
Kenny, I don't really know what to say about that last.
Yeah, that was odd. That was an odd one.
You don't have to say anything, because the marriage counselor from Greater Life Church says this is by the way, if that's the advice he's giving to people, oh boy. 248-539-97. I've never heard of go to bed angry. I want to know, don't you mean don't? No.
I thought his call dropped. Like, okay, he missed the don't.
Yeah, before I switched with David, I screened that call, and I was 100% sure I misheard him. I was like, oh, he's going to say don't go to bed angry. That makes sense.
Okay, listen. Well, I mean, look, first of all, Kenny's terrible at conflict. So it's very possible he goes to bed angry because Kenny doesn't want to handle the problem. He doesn't like conflict. That's not an insult.
Oh, no, it wasn't that. I'm still like, I wasn't.
Why do you think he gets mistreated by Kang every day? He doesn't like conflict.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
College football summer is no time to slouch because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, if you're looking for more, you know, intense Tiger discussion, Lions, we kind of juxtaposed the two. We also really got into MLB umpires, and my God, is it a low point. And solutions. Odyssey.com Rewind. We'll mix it in as well in the 5 o'clock. But the cot nuptials, Kenny got engaged. A stunning. I mean, that was right on FanDuel next to MSU winning the national championship in football. And Kenny somehow pulled this off. So what we wanted was your advice. Give Kenny advice so he doesn't become a statistic. We want this to be successful because, I don't know, it's sad Kenny is useless, and I don't want that. So listen, Kenny, we're giving Kenny an olive branch.
No.
And the people are, look at these people, his adoring public.
You're right, Kenny, but you know what? I don't think he's, Kenny, I think you're going to buck the trend. You're going to be on that 40 side. I got faith in you.
Glad you do. Let's go. I'm kidding. I mean,
it's the gleam in his eye whenever he speaks of his soon-to-be bride. No, seriously. Like, Kenny is a different person when he speaks.
A lot of gleam. All right, let's go to Chris. 97.1. Chris, what's going on, bud?
How are we doing?
Good.
All right, here's my advice, Kenny. First of all, how old are you? I don't know how old Kenny is.
Kenny's 30.
Yeah.
30. Okay, that's fair age. You got to be selfless, man. If you really, first of all, I would say take Matt's advice, dude, and don't do it because there's very little legal advantage to you being married. But if you are going to do it,
don't do it. That's not good, man.
I'm telling you, man. Anyway, 11 years married, man. You got to be selfless and you have to support your lady, man, no matter what, without zero expectation of anything in return. And if you can do that, then you become like a strong team, which is what you can't do by yourself. That's what I tell my kids. You know what I mean? So being married is you're a couple now. You're like a power couple in that sense. And you need to push the rock up the hill together. Don't be playing tug of war and do dumb shit stuff like that. That's my advice.
Okay. I mean, listen, Chris is right. I mean, Kenny, it's what I described to you. Chris probably put it better. You can't, this isn't a bargaining thing. This isn't a score. You don't keep score. Like, if you're going to be teammates, you're going to be teammates. And that's where the trust is. But now, I'm just telling you, I don't know how you're going to be a strong, strong husband.
I'm a Kaiser. I'm a czar.
No, you're a Kaiser roll. Oh, okay. You can't. I don't know how he's going to be this strong, supportive figure with a hot dog roller in the living room.
Mike, have you ever thought that the happy-go-lucky regular guy that you see in the office today is not the guy that is at home when he's with his woman and only his woman?
No.
Okay.
No, I really haven't. I know the other version of you is ballpark, Kenny.
Right.
And that guy's definitely divorced.
So is that guy like slick back hair, Kenny, at the ballpark?
Opposite.
Oh.
Opposite.
Okay. Because I've slick back hair, Kenny.
I like that, Kenny. That Kenny's my favorite version of Kenny. We don't get to see him very often.
Wait, which one?
The slick back hair, Kenny. That Kenny's the best.
Wrong answer. Makes me
happy. That is, oh boy.
Wrong answer.
David, you may need to immediately go into support mode.
Wrong answer, Kenny.
Let's go to Steven, 97.1. Stevie, what's up, man?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Big fan of the show.
Thanks, pal.
Hey, so, Kenny. First of all, I'm not going to be one of those guys that says don't get married. I love being married. I've been with my wife for 17 years, married 10. It's great. I love every second of it. My one big piece of advice would be do the little things. Take out the trash. Do the dishes every now and then. Have dinner planned for her before she gets home. You know, things like that. It's the little things that go a long way with the marriage.
Kenny, but see, Kenny can't cook other than putting hot dogs on a roller, Steven. This is a problem.
They got air fryers and everything nowadays. It should be easy for him.
I'll be just fine.
But he's not wrong. Hey, Kenny, let me ask you this. Hold on, Steven, stay with me on this. So, like, Kenny, what are you bringing to the table? Like, what do you actually do?
What do you say you do here?
Like, I don't imagine you even knowing how to operate a washer or dryer. So, like, what
do I do? Know how I do laundry. I do all a bunch of housework. I do a lot of things.
Okay, hold on. So,
a lot of things.
So, Steven, he's bringing something to the table at least, right?
Kenny's out here doing the ladder drill,
trying to avoid the rakes.
I mean, he still has to do the man stuff, too. You know, the typical man stuff, you know, fixing things in the house, doing the outside yard work and things like that. But I'm talking the stuff that's not common. You know, the things that most men think are a woman's job. You got to do that sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
You got to bite the bullet.
I do that all the time.
Would you consider uncommon? Would you consider a hot dog roller next to your living room TV uncommon?
It's a push and pull, all right? That,
yeah, that's a bit of a college thing. I'm not sure about that one.
That one's got to go. Steven, I'm telling you.
Why do you keep trying to replace my hot dog roller?
Because it's it's ridiculous.
It is not ridiculous. You just haven't lived yet.
David, you're the marriage counselor down at the church. Guy comes in saying he's got a hot dog roller next to his bed. Ridiculous or not?
I'm saying grow up. I'm sorry. That's what I'm saying in the session. I'm starting the session that way.
I'm not allowed to speak.
No, listen, you're being a good soldier about this. It's a stunning moment, Kenny being engaged.
David, before we go to break, I have a question for you being Mr. Marriage Counselor. This is serious. What is the most common thing that people will come in and say? Like, what's the biggest problem that seems to pop up the most within your marriage people?
Oh, I got this one.
Oh, so if you got a top 10 power ranking.
Yeah, what's number one on the power rank?
Bitch, set me up.
That is not it.
One of the best YouTube clips ever. If you know, you know. Just go look up the mayor of D.C. Bitch, set me up. Go ahead, David.
That is not it. Usually most marital problems is because of money. So that's usually where the basis is. And then you can figure out layers from there.
So money is the basically...
Yes.
Okay. 6 degrees of money.
So does she know I work in radio? That's a problem.
Not what I thought would have been number one, but money. Okay.
But Kenny is so bad with finances. Okay.
I'm not that bad.
Last time I said something, I got yelled at. So.
But you ain't that good either.
I'm good enough.
You're not.
The ship still floats, my friend. We're not going under.
Okay. What? More next. 97.1.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
College football summer is no time to slouch because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.